listener, you have tuned in to the podcast where music inspires. Every week, you get to listen to some of the most incredible artists sharing their inspiring creative discipline and some helpful tips for aspiring musicians. 9XM Soundcast is produced by 9XM, India's leading music channel, and I am Eva Bhatt. If you are a 90s kid, or even if you are not, it's almost impossible that you haven't heard Lucky Ali's songs like O Sanam or Dekha Hai Aise Hi. The guest on today's episode is the music arranger, producer of those iconic Lucky Ali albums, Sifar and Suno. Being a versatile music composer, music producer, singer and a lyricist, Mikey McCleary has some outstanding work to his credit, from advertising jingles to background scores in movies to some beautiful reinterpretations of Bollywood classics under the stage name The Bartender. Mikey McCleary, it's a pleasure to reconnect with you after such a long time. We at 9XM had created some really amazing stuff together a few years ago along with Shalmali Kholgade, and now with your latest collaboration with Lucky Ali, we are just delighted to have you on the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Lovely to be with you. Thanks, Eva.
Thank you so much, Mikey. So, Intizar, your latest release with Lucky Ali is out. We had Lucky Ali on the podcast just 2 weeks ago, and I can say it's your lucky collaboration. You know, who can forget those iconic albums, Sifar and Suno? It's been such a long wait, Mikey. Aptly titled, Intizar is out.
That's right. Well, I mean, it goes back a long time. You know, in the late 90s, Lucky and I first met. Some of your viewers may not know, but he's actually my brother-in-law. So he knocked on my studio door in London and said, "Hi, I'm your new brother-in-law." And then we jammed, and we, like, you know, that's that same weekend we made O Sanam and Suno. That's a long time ago. And you know, most of your viewers probably would have been babies then or something. And so such a long time ago. But you know, we always had a great musical connection, and something, you know, I guess we created a nice unique sound together. And so, but we both got busy, and you know, we did our different things musically for a long time, and it's been a long wait. And then, you know, we just felt like the time was right to you know, create some new music that's still sort of true to the original roots of the music. You know, it's acoustic guitar based songwriting, but you know, there's a lot of instruments from all over the world, and at its foundation, it's simple songwriting. But then, you know, we have a lot of fun with the way that we arrange the music and what we do. And that is still there. So that sound is still a part of what we have now. So it's, you know, it's obviously time has also passed. So music production techniques have changed. And so it's also contemporized. But I think people who love the music that Lucky and I did 15, 20, however many years ago, they'll love this.
Wow. I must say thank you for doing this, Mikey, because as I told Lucky Sir also that, you know, songs like O Sanam to, you know, songs of Suno and Sifar, they have, you know, defined the sound of, you know, Indian music of, you know, the late 90s and early 2000s. So if you could spill the beans for us, Mikey, and tell us that, you know, when you guys created those amazing songs and you guys were absolutely unaware of the everlasting impact that those songs were going to, you know, do.
So going back to that time, it was very, very different technically. The, you know, trying to make music with, I think I had eight digital tracks, and then the MIDI tracks. I mean, like now you have unlimited sort of, you know, audio tracks that you can record from your computer. So it was a very sort of the digital recording era was really just starting, and there were a lot of limitations. We had to bounce a lot of tracks, and bouncing meaning that you kind of you have to, you know, if you record 8 vocal tracks and then you have to put them down onto one track so that you free up the other 7 tracks and you know, this sort of thing. So we really were in a different age production wise. But you know, it's sometimes these limitations are good for narrowing down your parameters that you can play with, makes you really sort of focus and be as creative as you can within that. So you know that the things have changed, but I like I said earlier, I think the soul of the music and the feel will still very much connect with what people liked about those earlier songs. You asked about the collaborative process, and even that process has changed because then I was you know, like for Lucky's first album, it was the first time I've ever done any music at all that was connected with India. That was the first thing, and I was in London. And now I've, you know, been I've been in India for quite a while and done a lot of different kind of types of music and enjoyed that. So for me, I'm obviously, you know, coming at it as a changed person. And the process, because of the pandemic, a lot of the music that we've done remotely. I've been in New York quite a lot of the time, and I've been, you know, he's been on the farm and in Goa, and you know, we've had to do what everybody has done and create things remotely. And you know, there are limitations, but it's also, you know, you learn to be creative within those constraints that you have. And in fact, the kind of the next single that we're going to release after Intezar, the next music video, kind of touches in on that global collaboration, that remote collaboration where, you know, there's a choir recording here and Lucky's sneak preview. Lucky is like climbed a cliff top and he's set up a microphone, and I'm up in Manhattan, New York, in a studio up in the skyline. And so it's this kind of, the video itself, it kind of represents exactly how we've had to work a lot during the pandemic.
Absolutely amazing. We'll be waiting for that. And so Mikey, tell me, in your heart, you have always loved the sound of Bollywood, and you know, the way we have the audience has received and loved your, you know, Bartender mix and all the amazing songs, all the amazing, recreations or the, you know, reinterpretations of, Bollywood classics. So tell us about this obsession of yours or this beautiful relationship with Bollywood classics that you have.
Yeah, that's very true. And you know, I have my wife to thank for this, actually. She from the time we first met, she was always a fan of Geeta Dutt, and you know, a lot of these sort of she just introduced me to all the old great singers and composers, and so I fell in love with those recordings. Still, I'm in love with those, and in no way sort of I don't think the reinventions of songs or remixes of songs in any way replace what is there, because that's such a special sound. You can't ever recreate that, and it's eternal, really. And But you know, there's also, it's also what's very interesting is, you know, within those recordings is the underlying creation, right, of the melody and the words and things. So, which is, which can be contemporized. It's, you know, sometimes it works well, sometimes it doesn't work as well. And of course, people have mixed feelings about even touching old songs. There's so much beauty there, and it's nice to sometimes redress it. It's like, you know, it's the analogy I've always used is it's like a beautiful woman, but it's like a new outfit. And that maybe is a, will also introduce, you know, a younger generation of listeners to who will then in turn go back with more appreciation of you know, of the original masterpieces.
Well said, sir. And, you know, lastly, I would like to, you know, ask you, Mikey, that, you know, you have had, you know, such a, you know, rich experience over these years, but you have always believed in experimenting with your sound and, you know, your arrangement and production. So for all those aspiring musicians and you know, all those young aspiring artists, if you could share a couple of things, a couple of tips or, you know, something from your experiences on this podcast, it would be great.
It's, you know, now you can, you know, it's so easy to collaborate across countries and to, you know, absorb different cultures of music and bring and create your own thing. So, you know, it's, and now I think we are actually also looking at a period where independent music is growing as well. And so, you know, people are very interested in ingenuity, originality, and integrity. And so, you know, a lot of music I have to do will have a brief with it, which is also a good thing. So, you know, cause you there's a certain amount of music that is, you know, your passion and your art, and then there's the technique of learning how to create something, how to, you know, the film brief is here, or that the advert has to have this crafted. So there's a lot of, you know, craft involved. I mean, I also, and collaboration is important. I collaborate with people who are half my age. And I find that interesting because, you know, I think that both ways I can learn a lot from collaborating with people who are now on, you know, like the cutting edge of making music, and they're young, and they also can in turn learn from me. I think it goes both ways very much. So I would say collaborate, and, you know, this is a time where I feel like your audience is more switched on than you may think. I think audiences are very, you know, they're looking for things that are innovative, and it's not about being one step ahead of what the trends are or anything. You know, it's just that usually music that's been made with some originality and some passion usually shines through. You never know, but I hope that made some sense.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mikey. And I must say that, you know, people are absolutely, you know, delighted with this offering of yours and Lucky Ali Sir's Intezaar. And we are so looking forward to it and enjoying and relishing the album series, I believe it's going to be. And I also would like to lastly ask about your experience of being on the soundtrack of Gully Boy.
Yeah, so sometimes I kind of forget that I was involved in that. It was just one song. But I mean, it's wonderful to be part of such a iconic film and soundtrack. And it's a collaboration that I did with a very talented friend and singer composer, Ankur Tiwari. And along the last sort of 10, 15 years, we've done various things together and always enjoyed each other's musicality. And the song, of course, is not a rap song, so it's kind of like an odd one out in the soundtrack. But then that's also nice because it is a bit different. The funny thing is that we made that song about 10 years ago, just Ankur and I playing, and then Ankur, of course, is he's a music supervisor now. What that means is that he's the effectively like the music. I mean, a bit different. A music director is known in India as somebody who is composing the music, and then a music producer, maybe the person who puts the music together and produces it. But the music director is kind of the person who has traditionally been the head of the music. Now he's brought in a more international model, which is interesting, and I think is fresh. Where you can have a music supervisor who has music collaboration, sets up collaborations, gets different people to do different songs, and guides the whole process. So that's what. And then he was obviously looking for a track for that, and then he remembered this track that we did 10 years ago, and we did a little bit more on it, but essentially like it was pretty much already completely done 10 years ago, and then it worked. So this happens sometimes.
Excellent. Lastly, I'm tempted to ask, the things that you have, learned from Lucky Ali, and probably the things that he kind of, enjoys, working with you, or has sort of, complimented you, or something that we could, have a sneak peek into.
Well, music's a lifestyle, and it's a, you, and as all so musicians know, you kind of just like you, it's with you all the time. This is what you're living. And Lucky and I have always had that approach in the past. Obviously the pandemic has not been a great time for traveling, but in the past, like we've been all over. We've made some songs in New Zealand. We've been in Mauritius making songs. We went to Sicily. We've gone all over the place with some of the songs in England. Music here and traveling, we went on a trip down and we hung out with Ayaar Rahman once and just did a few things there. I ended up staying for a week there and doing some work with him. So enjoy, I'm saying enjoy the journey, because as things happen musically, you'll go all over, you'll travel, and this is all part of the, it's not a separate separation. That's the life of living, making music your a way of life more than as this just something you do.
Wow. It has been just a sheer joy listening to you, just the way we have, loved listening to your songs. Thank you so much for your valuable time, Mikey. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. Mine too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Collaboration is the key to his variety, or that novelty in his musical sound. Mikey highlighted about the need to strive for originality, ingenuity, and integrity in your work, as the audience has changed quite a lot in the last few years, has become receptive, in fact, welcoming to experiments and innovations. So strive to be new, fresh, always as an artist. I personally love the point where he spoke about how sometimes limitations of technology can be good. Lastly, he spoke about music being a way of life, a lifestyle, and not just a professional choice, a career, or a hobby. Share with me your experience of listening to this episode. You can either email me or DM me on my Instagram handle at Eva Bhatt Podcast or at 9XM India. We upload interesting video clips of this podcast on our social media handles and on YouTube, so that will give you a visual side of this podcast. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. See you guys next week with a new episode, new artist.